So we're doing the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, and this is the letter number 1589, Baruch Hashem, dated the 26th day of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Beis, in Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter dated the 9th day of Iyar, in which you write that you are kind of upset, you have Agmas Nefesh, that you don't get a response from me on the letters you write to me. And I have already written to many of the Hasidim of Danash, Sheyichyu, that I put an effort to fulfill your request according to my abilities, and also to read the Pidyon Nefesh that you sent on the resting place on the Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, as soon as I can. But as far let you know about this, in other words, to confirm that I'm doing this, that is not something which is so hinged on me, because that I have the choice, because of the many preoccupations and the Agmas Nefesh upset, the Rebbe is upset also, and so many letters that are being received. May it be the will from Hashem Yisbarach that you should be successful in time and in service to fulfill. I think the Rebbe is writing it about himself.
Yes.
That the Rebbe is right that he should be, instead of, not that I should succeed, but the Rebbe is talking in a third party, a party about himself and things, in time and in service to fulfill the wishes of every one and one, even in this, to be able to do it. But in any event, if you are have Agmas Nefesh, the Rebbe said there is no basis for that. It is not anything that is lacking by you. It's not anything of your fault, but it's just I don't have enough time to address it, so the Rebbe says. So. Number two, that this that you write, that they have suggesting for your daughter a shidduch, and that has been decided, and you're asking my opinion, because since she's soon going to turn Toiv Shona, that's 17, so so the question is to think about a match for her now or to wait. So I don't know what it means, said before, Tichya Nifsak HaDavar. No, that they stopped. I guess there was a proposition before, and now it's no longer. Since she's going to be 17, should he continue to look into a shidduch, apparently. So the Rebbe says, according to my view, it's not fitting to hold to any of these extremes. But you have to be interested, but in a nechusa, in a gentle way. Not to rush. And for sure, in the proper time, Hashem will show him the path even also for this matter. Also, the question that you're asking, should you specifically look for a tomim, for a Chabad bocher? That emphasis is not something that appears to me. As long as he is an average in such a way that you could make him into a tamim, that you can build him up to that, which means that he is sort of applies to him, he can set up time to study Torah, both Nigla and Chassidus, the Torah of Chassidus, and conduct in the ways of Chassidim and Minhagim. So then there is, it can be hopeful that with a proper influence from his daughter and the influence of the Chassidim, he will become a Tom. That's okay. ... And that doesn't tell the beginning. And it's known to your honor that I have already pointed out to the people, to the Chassidim, the Anash, in your, where you are, that they need to use and utilize the newspapers that appear in your country to publicize from time to time, especially before the holidays and the festivals, certain matters from the teaching of Chassidus, the stories of Chassidim, that are fitting in that direction. Because at the end of the time, the time has already come to push away the darkness in all corners of the world and in all edges and all corners. That would be a preparation, introduction for the hopeful day that the night will shine like the day. Laylo kayom yoyir, with blessing for Parnosa in a plentiful way and success in your holy work in the community affairs, and to have lots of Yiddish Chassidus nachas from all your offsprings, together with your wife, where she lives, and a blessing for receiving the Torah b'simcha b'pnimius, in a simcha and in an inner way.